For around 8 hours, the board deliberated over more than 50 findings and 80 recommendations before voting to include them all in the final investigative record. Investigators found that Captain Michael Davidson ignored his crew's pleas to change course and reliable weather data, while the company who owned the ship, Tote Services, didn't adequately train mariners in heavy weather or proper cargo loading. The federal safety body also found the company failed to provide suitable emergency equipment, like up-to-date lifeboats or flood alarms, all of which would have at least given crew members a better chance at survival. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt closed the marathon meeting in D.C., with hope that the historic investigation would inform a safer evolution in the shipping industry.
The word El Faro in Spanish, Spanish word El Faro means in English, the lighthouse. The SS El Faro, unfortunately, is no longer with us, nor is the crew that she had with her on that final voyage. They're gone, but as they say, certainly not forgotten. And we hope that this tragedy at sea can serve as the lighthouse to guide the safety of marine transportation.
El Faro sank 2 years ago on its way from Jacksonville to San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm Ryan Bank in Jacksonville.